book of Philippians tonight. It won't be long. We're just going to go over a few things to help us tonight. Philippians, the second chapter, and verse 8. It says, Philippians 2 and verse 8. And it says, in being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. We're going to deal with the subject tonight, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And now we're going to teach on obedient to the end. Say that, obedient to the end. Come on, I want everybody to agree, to decree and declare that you will be obedient unto the end. Obedient to the end. Say it, I decree and declare that I will be obedient to the end. Now, what we hear, what we're looking at tonight is obedience. One of the most powerful things in the kingdom of God is obedience. Jesus proved to us and showed us that we can be obedient. And in this text here, it talks about when the Apostle Paul was talking to the church at Philippi, he was telling them about Jesus, how he didn't come to try to make himself no type of reputation, but he came for the purpose of doing the will of the Father. And he was obedient in spite of everything that came up against him and everything he had to do. He was obedient to what the Father told him to do, which is the will of the Father. He was obedient even when he was dying at the point of death. He was obedient. He couldn't have done this if he wouldn't have submitted his will to the Father's will. And to do that, you have to really humble self. You have to humble self. And when you humble self, you're going to go in a battle to where you have to endure the fight of overcoming self. And when he was on that cross, he could have came down. He could have came down, but he didn't come down. He even endured the pain and the affliction and everything that he had to go through. He did it. He was obedient even unto death in a bad situation where he could have came down, where he could have stopped, but he endured the cross even unto death. And tonight, what I want to ask us tonight, we said we are the anointed believers, but can we bear our cross? Can we be obedient to our cross? Is it that Jesus got to bear his cross alone? He said, if any man come after me, he got to deny himself and pick up his cross and follow after me. The cross was to die for other people's, to go through for other people, be a sacrifice for other people. Now, what happens here is, we got to understand he couldn't have done this if he didn't have supernatural power. He had to have power from on high to do this. And the enemy knew, that he had the power. But what kept him with this power was obedience. Obedience kept him with that power. And what put us in the power of the supernatural is our faith. See, let me show you something about faith. You got to really understand this by faith. Faith is what put us right where God's power is moving at all times. That's where faith put us. And what moves our faith and causes our heaven to release this power is our obedience. We have faith, but and the reason we have faith in the word, in the will of God, and we obedient to the will of God. And what happens is it released that power in our life. Now, let me show you what happens when it released that power in our life. our natural ability is limited. We can only do so much with our what? Natural ability. So what happens when we get in faith and we obedient, it releases supernatural power. In other words, we have the same power that God has, but it's not our power, it's God's power on us as the believers because we have faith and we are obedient. Amen. Now that's something, ain't it? Yeah. Isn't that something when you know you can do something supernatural if you got faith and you obedient? Amen. Now if you're not, if you don't have faith, you don't have supernatural power. If you don't, if you're not obedient, you'll never see the power operate on your life. Come on, say amen. Watch this. Heaven don't release this power to disobedient believers. This power is only released to obedient believers. So how many of y'all know, the best place to be is in God's will, right? Being obedient to God's will means that whatever we do, God is in it. And he's going to add his power to what? Our natural power. So we'll be walking in what? Supernatural power. Say amen. Now listen to this real good. God loves obedience. Say, God loves obedience. God loves obedience. He gets excited when we obey. Amen. God, I'm telling y'all, man, I'm telling you, God really gets excited when we obey. Matter of fact, the Bible said God is going throughout the earth looking for somebody whose heart is toward him. God is always looking for somebody that's willing to obey. He want to use whoever want to be obeyed. God really want to use you. He want to do supernatural things through you. And this is how he get things done on the earth, is through the life of the obedient believers. Amen? His will is done through the life of the obedient believers. Is this good, y'all? This called God, awesome wonder working power. It's released on earth, on us. He said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come on you, upon you. Ain't that right? Now listen to this. This is how Jesus was able to do whatever he did, was because he was obedient. He could walk on water. Listen, y'all, he could disappear and then reappear. He could take a little pieces of fish and a loaf of bread and turn it into thousands of baskets and feed 1,000 people. Now you can't do that unless that's supernatural power. Come on, say amen. Now what's wrong with the church today? People don't see that no more. You see everything in the church but supernatural power. That should be an anointing on us to destroy yokes. That should be an anointing on us to do what? Supernatural things. How many agree with that? Why is there not a lot of supernatural things going on in church today? We're going to get some help tonight. Let's look at the very beginning. Adam and Eve were supernatural beings. Say that. They were supernatural beings. Now listen to this. They didn't know nothing but obedience. That's all they knew was obedience. And they were just walking in obedience. Because what was only told to them was replenish the earth, subdue it, take this garden and dress it. And that's what they was told to do. And they did all those things. And then they was told one other thing. And I'm going to show you what they was told in Genesis 2 and verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, what? You may freely eat. But verse 17, he said, but of the tree of the what? Thou shalt what? For in the day that you what? You'll surely die. Dang, that's what he told him, right? Now, he was telling him, now, if you be obedient, say obedient, and don't bother this tree, these blessings will continue to overtake you. Or is this sweet, y'all? Is this sweet? Now, if you disobey, there are consequences to disobeying. Anybody want to say amen on that one? Say amen. Now, look at this. All they had to do was continue to be obedient. Here's a question for you. How long do your obedience last? How long does your obedience last? Ain't that right? Now watch this. I'm going to show y'all something about God. God don't want us to disobey. He don't want us to disobey. Matter of fact, he wants us to obey. He helps us to obey. He equips us to obey. He gives us all the necessary things we need to continue to obey. Isn't that right? Say amen.
Amen.
Now, this right here is what you call a test. Say a test. Every day, whether you know it or not, you are tested to see whether you're going to be obedient or
disobedient.
Is this good? Every day, isn't that right? Life is a continuing test. Are you being what? Obedient or what? Or disobedient. Say amen. God, now watch this. God don't put us in a situation or circumstances to tempt us. He don't do that. Because what's he tell Adam here? He said, Adam, I'm going to tell you, I ain't putting you in a situation to tempt you. He said, what you do now is stay away from this tree. Now, if God wanted to tempt him, he'll say, go around that tree every day. But he told him what? Stay away from that tree. Did anybody get that? I thought somebody would catch that, didn't he? Matter of fact, he commanded him to stay away from it, didn't he? Didn't he command him to stay away from it? He said, don't go around. He said, don't eat of it. He commanded him not to do it. Now, let me show you what happens to us. Everybody ready? Let me show you what happened to you when you obedient. And let me show you when you continue to be obedient, how this supernatural power is released in your life. And I'm going to show you why you're not obedient. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? All right, watch this. James 1 and verse 12 said, blessed is the man. Now, you got to take this word blessing and look at it. Blessed means endued with power. You got that, Roshan? Blessed means endued with power. It means to be happy. It means to be prosperous. It means not just enough, but it means more than enough. It means a continuing flow of the goodness of the Lord. How many of y'all want that? Now, but watch this, what it said. He said, happy is the man, blessed is the man, the flow of the blessings of the man that endureth what? That endure temptation. When he is what? When he's tried. When he's tried. How many of y'all know we tried every day? Aren't we tried every day? He said, he shall receive what? The crown of life, which the Lord has what? You know what that crown of life is? Knowledge, wisdom, and an understanding. Ooh, is this rich, y'all? Is this rich? And you know what it is? Also it is. It's peace. That surpasses all understanding. It's this rich, y'all. It's rich, ain't it? You like this, Shaquille? It's rich, ain't it? Now watch this. Watch this now. Hear where we come in at. We faced with this situation. We faced with this every day. I got to be obedient. I don't want to lose my power. I don't want to lose my protection. I don't want to lose my flow of blessing. I like this. Now, how many like this? How many like the fact that you can pay your bills on time, full? How many would like the fact that your pantry would never be lack? How many like that? How many would like it if you can go on a car lot and just pick out what you want, and you don't even have to pay a down payment, and you can pay cash for it? Want your house already paid for? How many would like that? That's the way we supposed to live. Am I right about it? Because we get excited about that, ain't it? I found out the reason why we shout when we hear that is because that's the way we supposed to live. Amen. So I didn't get saved to live broke, busted, and disgusted. Now watch this. Watch this. Now here's the problem. Because y'all know whenever we get ready to be obedient, we're going to be tried. Ain't that right? Going to be tried, ain't it? Now, how are we tried? Here we go. Verse 13 says, let no man say when he's tempted or when he's tried. Ain't that right? Don't let nobody say that I'm tempted of God. Can I break that down for you? It's saying, don't say God tempt me. Don't say God put me in a situation to tempt me. God don't do that to us. Matter of fact, he told Adam, don't bother the tree. He told Adam, don't go around the tree, didn't he? He said, leave the tree alone. If God wanted him to, what, bother the tree, he would have told him, go around that tree every day. He didn't, did he? All right, he said, for God cannot be tempted with either, neither tempt he any man. So God didn't tempt you. Said, God don't tempt us. Matter of fact, I say it again, he helps us to stay away from temptation. Did you hear that, Michael Malone? He's sticky. That's what he does. Isn't that right, Melinda? Now, so then, who is the one that's tempting us? We are. The tempter, ain't that right? You know who the tempter is? Satan. And you know who he used? Our flesh. Our flesh. What I want, ain't that right? I will, ain't that right? My will, ain't that right? Okay, let's go a little further. I'm going to get through quick. He said, now in verse 14, he said, but every man is tempted, listen, y'all, when he is driven away of his own lust and enticed. Your own lust. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? So we got to stop that lie the devil made me do it, ain't it? We wanted to do it, ain't that right? Say amen. We wanted to do it, ain't that right? So Adam and Eve didn't have any excuses, and neither should we, isn't that right? And that's the truth, isn't that right? All right, now watch this. Verse 15, I like this part. It said, now then when lust has conceived, guess what it brings forth? Sin. You know what sin is? Sin is a willful act against God. That's what it is. It's a willful act against God. And then it says, when it's finished, what it bring? It bring forth death, don't it? When it's finished, ain't that right? Because it's going to finish its course. Isn't that right? If you don't want it to finish its course, you got to overcome the temptation. Isn't that true? How you overcome temptation? By being what? Oh, I got some good students tonight. By being what? Obedient. By being obedient. By being obedient. By being what? Obedient. By being what? Obedient. Listen to this. Obedience brings favor. Disobedience brings hard time. Don't it, y'all? It brings hard time. I believe I say that again. I think the right people here tonight, especially one by the name of Tyana, amen? The right people are here tonight, ain't they, y'all? Said they decided to be disobedient. When you're disobedient, who decided to do it? We do, don't we, y'all? Isn't that right? And don't we decide to do it? Say amen. Come on now. Amen. Obedience is a choice. Isn't that right? Amen. Is it a choice? Disobedience is a choice. Isn't that right? Amen. Now, obedience, watch this. Obedience, it brings the blessings. It continue with the flow of blessing. It brings the supernatural power of God. Now watch this. That's what we want, don't we? Ain't that what we want? Can I ask y'all again? Ain't that what we want? All right, now watch this. But disobedience, it brings the curse. It brings us into our own human power. And that means we are limited in our own human power. Let me tell y'all something. It's some things you ain't going to be able to do without God. Isn't that true? Your ability, it will run out. And it going to run out. Now watch this. But it was who choice? It was our choice. Ain't that right? Say it was our choice. Can I say it again? Obedience. Every time we obedience, those blessings, that favor, that supernatural power is resting on us. But every time we disobedient, it brings on the curse. It brings on the curse. And it puts us in our own power. See that? All right, now watch this. I'm going to give you a scripture. I want you to watch this scripture. Proverbs 13 and verse 15. It says, good understand what? Give favor. Right? But what that next part say? Now, what that simply saying is obedience bring what? Favor. How many need some favor? How many know how to get it now? How you get favor? Let me give you a good example. Ooh, this is so rich. Let me show you how to get a good example. If you were dealing with somebody or a group of people, and this, out of everybody, this one person was always obedient, but the rest of them was disobedient. What you gonna see in that one that's obedience? You gonna give them favor, ain't it? See, y'all don't like that, do it. But that's how it work, ain't it? They get favor, don't they? They get favor. You go out of your way to make sure you do something for that one that is obedient. Isn't that right? So watch this in the kingdom of God. This is why some of us are getting what? Favor, and some of us are not. It's true. But see, when you're getting favor, you're getting that supernatural power, it seems like you don't deserve it because you didn't do nothing spectacular. All you did was just be obedient. Be obedient. You wash the dishes. You iron the clothes. And come on now, come on. You just was obedient. You did what mama said. You did what pastor said. You did what you was told. And guess what happened? Favor come. It just come, don't it, y'all? You stand out, don't you? Come on, say amen. But watch this. When you're disobedient, it becomes hard. It come hard, don't it? You know when stuff come hard, what that mean when it come hard? When it come hard, what that mean? When something come hard, what that mean? You're struggling. You always struggling. It's difficult all the time. It's frustrating all the time. It seems like it's going good, then the bottom always fall out. Come on. Is this good? We helping each other, right, Shem? Now watch this. Let's look at their life. Let's look at Adam and Eve like just for a second, okay? And we're going to look at them again, but watch the Adam and Eve like. Look what was happening all the while they were obedient. Plenty. Abundance. When they was obedient, right? Now let's look at their life when they became disobedient. What happened when they became disobedient? Got kicked out. The curse, right, Dad? Sweat from the brow, ain't that right? Pain, ain't that right? Suffering, ain't that right? Ain't that right, y'all? Bugs biting them. Everything going wrong, ain't it? Y'all see it now? But long as they was obedient, look what was happening. Plenty. More than enough. Ain't that right? All right, now let's look at our lives. Come on, let's look at our life. See, is it any different? Come on, is it any different? Same thing, ain't it? All right, now watch this. Don't feel embarrassed tonight, because this is not to embarrass you. How many of y'all is struggling with being obedient on a consistent basis? Just you know, you could just say amen, nod your head, or throw me a sign some kind of way. It's a struggle, ain't it? Now watch this. I got a question for you, and be honest. Why is it a struggle? Why is it a struggle? That's when you need. That's when she need to always be here, because she always got good answers, don't she? And she be knowing, don't she? See what I'm saying? Don't y'all see this now? Let's open our eyes. See, you don't see with your eyes. You see with your mind. That's what you see with. Your eyes just a window of what you're looking at in your mind. That's all it is. Ain't that right? Say amen. So when you're looking at it, you say to yourself, okay, how come I got a problem with obedience? And we had two answers. Because you want to do what you want to do, right? And what was the other one, Melinda, again? You used to doing what you want to do. So you have a struggle with what? Obedience. Now watch this. Most Christians struggle with being obedient on a consistent basis. Now watch this. Some people, it is very hard to be obedient for one day. I tell you, look, I didn't say a week, did I? Just said what? One day. It's hard to be obedient. Now watch this, y'all. Y'all don't want y'all saying this. It's hard for some Christians to be obedient for 6 hours. It's hard for them to be obedient 1 hour. Some of them, it's hard to be obedient for 30 minutes. 30 minutes. Some of them, it's hard to be obedient for 15 minutes. And some of them, it's hard to be obedient 10 minutes. 5 minutes. Now, that's this good word now, if we take this. Because see, watch this. What's stopping our blessings? Come on, what's stopping our blessings? So what I need to do, what I got to do to get my blessings, what really belongs to me, what I got to do, I got to be obedient, ain't that right? That's all I got to do is be obedient, ain't that right? But look, you looking at me and say, you said, but it ain't easy. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy. Come on, say amen. It's not easy. To some of us, it's not a problem. But to some of us, it's a problem. It really is. Because watch this. There are Christians who willfully sin. In other words, they done made a choice. I'm going to do this. I know what God said. I know what the word said. But I'm going to do this. Ain't that right? And not only is they say they're going to do this, but watch this. They're going to have fun doing it. Ain't that right? And the reason why, because they are totally in their flesh, and they like what they're doing. Don't they like what they're doing? Come on. Ain't nobody going to get mad. We just going to tell it like it is. Because when you get ready to go to the club at night, you excited, ain't it? Ain't that right? You excited. Ain't that right? Come on, be honest. You excited. When you get ready to get high, before you even smoke that joint, you are already ready to feel good. Ain't that right? Well, look, is there anything stopping you? I don't care what you hear the Holy Spirit say. I don't care what you hear nobody say. You say, I'm finna do this. Ain't that right? But it's the truth. It's just the truth. It's just the truth. Some Christians willfully sin, and they enjoy it, and they like it. Come on, say amen. Now watch this. But did God lead you to do it? Matter of fact, God even told us when we pray how to pray. Go to Matthew 6 and look what he said when we pray. He said, and lead us what? But what? For thine is the kingdom, in the power, in the glory, what? So in other words, listen to this. He said, we ought to be saying, Lord, lead me not into temptation. But when you willfully sin, what are you saying? Lord, lead me into temptation. See, ain't nobody saying that, ain't that right? And then say, well, Lord, forgive me, ain't that right? Now we got to be honest. We got to be honest because I'm not the only one that done this before. I have prayed, thought I was praying to God to go do something wrong. That's right. I've heard people pray and ask God to help them make a drug deal. Yeah. I heard people pray and say, Lord, let her give me some. You see, we're telling it like it is. It's the truth. But what are they driven by? What are they driven by? Their own lust, ain't it? And they willfully sinning, ain't it? Willfully sinning. Now watch this. Why are so many Christians struggling to be obedient on a consistent basis? Why Christians don't have faith in obedience to God? Why so many Christians don't love obedience? Why? The only way the world gonna see Christ is in us. The only way the world gonna see what's right is through us. But how they gonna see it when we struggling? And then we don't even love and we don't have faith in obedience. We obedient one day, and the next day we back at disobedient. Are we getting help? Don't we want to break through tonight? Watch this. How many want that abundance? I do. How many want the power of God on your life? Say amen. But why we can't be obedient to receive it and keep it? Now watch this, y'all. Watch this. It's something I want, and I know how to get it. Am I right? All I got to do is do what? Be obedient, and I can get it. But I'm not going to get it if I'm disobedient. So I know what's stopping me from getting what I want is disobedient. So what I got to do now is I got to line up with God's will and be obedient to get it. Ain't that right? If you really want it, that's what you'll do. Ain't that right? I said, if you really want it, ain't that what you'll do? But watch this. If you really believe in obedience, you'll do it. If you really have faith in obedience, you'll do it. Come on. Look quiet on me right now. I want you to think. I really want you to think. Because you do it all the time when you really want something. Ain't say amen. Amen. Say amen. Say amen. Amen. Now, what if somebody walked up to you and say, I got $1 million for you. All I want you to do is do this and do that and do this and do that, and I'll give you $1 million. What you'll do? You'll do this and that and do that, won't you? But they said the moment you disobedient, you won't get it. Ain't that right? So what you'll be focusing on? Being obedient, won't you? Okay, right? See, that's cause they told you they're going to give it to you, ain't it? But ain't that what God's word say? Ain't that what God's word say? But see, watch this. What's stopping you is faith in believing that my obedience is going to release this supernatural power and God going to release to me what he promised. Is this rich? Now watch this. When you see Christians who are obedient, you see the blessings on their life to back it up. When you see Christians who are disobedient, you see the curses on their life to back it up, don't you? The word comes to life, don't it? Don't it come to life? Don't God confirm his word? Won't it do what it said it'll do? Because watch this. I want a miracle. If I want a miracle, hijack it. Hallelujah. That ain't going to get no miracle. Come on, y'all getting mad at Pastor, but you shouldn't do that. Ain't that right? If I want a miracle, clap my hand louder and hallelujah. That ain't getting it, is it? If I really want that miracle, what I got to do?
Be obedient.
Now I don't have to have wishbone. Do I? I don't have to hope, do I? Because all I got to do is what? Be obedient. And what's going to happen? My miracle going to come to pass, ain't it? Say it's going to come to pass. Now watch this. If you don't believe that, you are not going to be obedient. But if you believe that, you're going to what? Be obedient. Oh, is this sweet goods? Is it good, y'all? Is it good? It's good, ain't it, y'all? Tell the truth. Tayana, you ain't said a word. Amen. Now watch this. Now I'm going to show you one of the most powerful scriptures. I got two of my favorite scriptures that God and me and God communicate with this all the time. Because you always going to be tried. You always going to be tried. But watch this. Isaiah 119. I want you to watch this scripture. Watch this. He said, if ye be what? Willing. What? You shall what? Now watch this. You ready for this, Michael? Both Michaels, are y'all ready for this? You ready for this, Tony? You don't let that enemy make your head go down tonight, man. You got to stay up on this because you really need this. Because how many of us know living disobedience is hard? It's hard. That's a hard life, ain't it? That means you carrying stuff that you don't supposed to be carrying. You paying for stuff you don't need to be paying for. You running out of stuff you don't need to be running out of. Ain't that right? You going to the gas pump to my $2.50. You supposed to be getting a full tank every time you go to that gas. You don't supposed to be going in there to my saying how much change I got. Ain't that right? You supposed to be living in abundance because you obedient. Ain't that right? Be worried about where you're going to live, where you're going to stay. None of that kind of stuff. But that's what disobedience brings. Ain't that right? Is my mom going to put me out? Is they going to get tired of me and all that old kind of stuff? Is my blessing going to get cut off? You ain't have to worry about all that. But disobedience brings that stuff. Don't it bring that stuff? All right, now watch this. If I'm willing and obedient. Now watch this. Here's the part about it. Willing and obedient is different from just being obedient. Ain't in the millennium. Willing and obedient is just, it's different from just being what? Obedient. Amen. Willing and obedient means I want to do it. I'm excited about doing it. I got faith in doing it. I love doing it. I get joy out of doing it. Watch this. Now watch this. Here's the other kind of obedience. Here's the other kind of obedience. I don't feel like doing it, and I don't want to do it, but I'm going to do it anyhow. I'm going to cook this chicken, but I don't want to cook it. Come on, say amen. I'm going to clean this room, but I don't want to clean this room up. You made that right. I'm going to pay you back, but I really don't want to pay you. See? Now watch this. Is that really obedience? Is that really obedience? All right, let me show you another obedience. Y'all ready for this? I'm going to show you another obedience that a lot of people got, and they don't know it. The only time they obedient is when they want something. It's only when they want something, ain't that right? All the rest of the time, they disobedient, ain't it? But when they want something, they what? Obedient. That's right. It's sad when the wife nice and doing what you say, and you say, you must want something. That's, you shouldn't be labored that way. As a child, you shouldn't be nice. And then the father said, she's so nice, she must want something. The son, he's so nice, you know. And the dad said, he nice because he wants something. The husband nice, and the wife said, he must want something. See what I mean? We change and we become obedient when we want something. Is that really obedience? Then we baptize ourselves when we get what we want. Is that obedience? Is that obedience? That is not obedience. Give yourself a high five. Come on, give yourself a high five. See, watch this, y'all. Some people use obedience for one purpose only, and that's to get what they want. Because they're looking for something. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? Ain't that right? They know how to get what they want, don't they? Mm-hmm. Now watch here. Some people, you got to make them obey. See, everybody quiet now. Everybody quiet now. And don't you have to make them obey? Some people, you got to threaten them to be obeyed. Some people, you got to treat them hard, rough, and mean in order for them to obey. And that's wrong, ain't y'all? Now watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. One more thing. I'm going to show you something now. Watch this, watch this, watch this. Now that's if you're with an obedient, what? You eat the good of the land. Who got that covenant with God? Y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all kind of quiet. This our covenant, ain't it? Let me show you the other side to this covenant. You really need to see the other side to this covenant. Because you want to know why some things going on in your life. Now watch this. Go to verse 20. Look at that. What it say? Ain't that the other side of it? Say, now watch this. Watch this. Watch this. This is where some Christians are. They refuse to obey. Now, I want to ask y'all a question. They know what's right. They know what to do, but they what? Refuse. Now, did you see the difference in that? In the willing and obedient, but to refuse to obey. Isn't that something? He said refuse. Now watch this. Let me show you what go with the word refuse with most Christians who know what to do and they refuse to do it. Let me tell you what rests on them. What type of spirit they carry. They carry a stubborn spirit. Tell me what stubborn is. Defiant, ain't it? Hard to deal with. Hard to manage. They unruly, ain't they? They do it because they know to do it, but they ain't going to do it anyway because they going to do what they want to do. Now, that's stubborn, ain't it? Is that stubborn? They know if they do it, it'll work out all right, but they just still ain't going to do it because they stubborn. That's what it is. It's stubborn. It's a stubborn spirit. And that's a dangerous spirit. But you know what God said to that spirit? He said, if you refuse, and watch this, rebel. What's rebel? What's rebel? Rebel is saying, I don't even agree with the truth. I'm going to fight against what's right. I'm going to fight against obedience. Because I'm going to do what I want to do. And what the scriptures say? You're going to be devoured. See, I just want to get that part in right here before I go ahead on with this and other part to help us out. Because this is an area that most Christians in don't supposed to be in. Okay, How come the world got more money than us? How come the world living better than us? And we the one under this covenant. We the one supposed to have this supernatural power. How come they got more power than us? How come our lights ain't shining? How come they don't want to be like us? How come they don't envy us? They ain't envying us. You just as broke as they are. You struggling just as much as they are. You don't even have much as they got. Mm-hmm. You ain't the head. You the tail. You're not above. You beneath. You in debt just as much as you can be. You can't even save no money. You'll never have nothing. It ain't because God don't have it. It's because of disobedience. Not only disobedience, but refuse to obey. Rebel to obey. Now that's deep. That's real deep. Ain't that right? Oh, that don't move God. Oh, that don't move God. I thank God for tongues. I thank God for all that. What that do is give you more power to be obedient. Ain't that right? Worship give you more power to be obedient. Ain't that right? But you got to be obedient. I'm going to show you something. I'm sure. The world's supposed to envy you. They're supposed to envy you. You know what come with blessings and obedience? When you're obedient, what come with blessings? Persecution. Folk will be jealous of you, don't like you, envious of you. But they ain't envious of you, and you minimum wage just like them minimum wage. They ain't envious of you. You riding around on a donut. They riding around on a donut. Look, we getting mad, but it's just the truth. And the only reason why we like that is because we disobedient. Look at all our blessings on hold. Because we don't want to obey and do what it is God called us to do. And what he has anointed us to do. That's all our blessings on hold. Look at the world riding around in that new Crown Vic. And look at your Crown Vic. See, y'all think I'm talking about you because somebody here got a Crown Vic. See what I'm talking about? Say, come on, say amen. Amen. Look at the world, what they got. They supposed to envy you. But who want to envy you and you ain't never got nothing? And the reason why you don't have nothing, it ain't because God don't have it. It's because you just don't want to obey. You refuse to obey. You got a good job and can't save a dime. You can't manage your money. Don't nothing go right for you. You in one trial. As soon as you get out of that, you in one worse than that. And then you go back to the same one you just got out of. Life is like a merry-go-round, just all the time, the same thing. And I'm going to show you something about that, too. See, that's when I talk to Kitty every morning. I try to talk to my grandbaby. I try to talk to my daughters. I try to tell them. You were out here watching folks who say hallelujah all the time. But they never got nothing. Say amen. Amen. How many agree obedience is good for you? Yes. Let me see your hands. How many agree obedience is good for you? How many of you know obedience is for our good? Yes. That's the best thing God. If God told me all I got to do is obey, I can get this. Hey, come on, God, let's get this. Amen. Yes. Now watch this. Do you want children to be obedient or disobedient? Yes. I can't hear you. All right, here's a question now. That's a good one now. Don't get mad. Are you a good example of being obedient on a consistent basis in front of your children, in front of your boss man, in front of the people around you? Now, as a parent, your responsibility is to teach and train your children to be obedient. That's your responsibility. How many of y'all got friends? Now, let me ask you something about your friends. Now, watch this. Let me show you something about your friends. Because you got to look at your friends. Are your friends obedient? Are your friends obedient? Come on, think about it. Are your friends obedient? We need people in our life more than we ever need them before to keep us in the will of God, to help us stay in the will of God. We need people more than ever now to help us stay in obedience, walk in obedience. We need somebody to help us to walk in obedience. Because the stop sign ain't nothing but to help you stay in obedience. The middle lane is to help you stay in your right lane. Everything is set up to help us stay in obedience. There ain't no signs out there. There ain't no lines out there that make you go in the other folks' lane. It's not. It's to keep you in the right lane. The right. And what you really need in life is the people to help you stay in the will of God, to walk in obedience. Amen? Amen. Now, let's go back to Eve, and I'm going to show you something. She's supposed to have helped Adam stay in God's will. She's supposed to have helped Adam to continue to be obedient. Come on, raise your hand. Now, what she did, she helped him get out of the will of God. And she helped him disobey God. Now, you finna get mad at me, but that's okay. We're going to get out of this here house. We're going to get out of this house tonight. But watch this. There are many of you have helped people disobey God. You have helped people disobey God. Where you supposed to have been helping them obey God. Now watch it. And the reason why you helped them disobey God, because you disobeyed God. See, Eve disobeyed God, so she helped Adam disobey God. You may not like this, but it's the truth. Some people have helped their children disobey God. That's right. Parents have helped their children disobey God. They really have helped them. That's right. That's right. Some boys have helped them girls disobey God. And some of them girls have helped them boys disobey God. That's right. If people say, this is my friend, if they were a real friend, they would not help you disobey God. A husband do not supposed to help his wife disobey God. And a wife does not supposed to help her husband, what? Disobey God. Because guess what? Obedience is supposed to help us. Disobedience is going to hurt us. Say amen. Amen. Now here's one I write. This one of the part of the message when I was, you know, Holy Spirit was giving me, this the part I like. This the part, one of the parts I like. And I like to share this with a little enthusiasm. This is what I like. You ought to be glad somebody is obeying God. Especially when you ain't. Am I right about it? You ought to be glad somebody obeying God when you ain't. Matter of fact, there are some people know they disobedient, but they're going to make sure you obedient. Because they know the blessings. They know the blessings follow you. And as long as they connected to you, they can get a little piece of them. Come on, say amen. They don't want you for no other reason than knowing that the blessings of God are on your life. And because of your obedience. Now, nobody like that, but that's just how it is. Isn't that right? Now, watch this. What if nobody in the house was obedient? What kind of house would that be? What if nobody in the church was obedient? Come on, y'all ain't saying that. What if nobody in the church was obedient? What would be going on? Here's the lifestyle of most Christians. Most Christians, they have adapted to living a disobedient lifestyle. Now watch this. We don't supposed to like the curse. But we know we do. We get used to living the curse. We don't supposed to like things going wrong all the time. You know what we do? We get used to things going wrong all the time. We don't supposed to be, you know, living, you know, with sickness. But you know what we do? We get used to living with sickness. We don't supposed to be getting used to living with shame. But you know what we do? We get used to living in shame. We don't supposed to get used to living in pain. But you know what we'll do? We'll get used to living in pain. We don't supposed to be living in poverty, but you know what we'll do? We'll get used to living in poverty. We don't supposed to get used to struggling all the time, but you know we'll get used to struggling all the time. It become a lifestyle. It become the norm. And then we get immune to it, and we'll say, it's okay. It's okay. Because disobedience become a lifestyle. What happened to people? What happened to people? They gave up on obedience. They lost faith in obedience. They accepted and they surrendered to a defeated lifestyle. Say not me. Come on. Say not me. Say not me. Why am I attracted to Roshan? It ain't because she's so cute and fine, which she is. I'm attracted to her obedience. I'm attracted to that. Why I'm attracted to Tasha? I'm attracted to her obedience. Why I'm attracted to Jay? I'm attracted to obedience. Why am I always trying to hang around people that's obedient? And I try to kind of ease away from people that's disobedient. Because you know why? Disobedience travels just like obedience travels. Did y'all know that? We help us one to another. Folk can't hang around me all the time. Tell them why. They don't like that. They don't want you. They can't hang around you when you obedient. They can't. They get tired of you. Because they ready to go do they thing. Ain't that right? Watch this. Watch this now. This good word, Mike. This good word, Mike. This good word. Watch this. Watch this. I told you I'm going to give you my favorite scriptures. And here's one of my favorite. Y'all know this one, man. Galatians 6 and 9. And let us not be weary, what? For it what? Now watch this. Watch this. Here where you are right now tonight. I'm meeting you where you are tonight, right now. You just heard the word of God, the anointing of God, because the anointing went all over this room. Y'all was talking, I was talking, we were all in agreement, right? And that wasn't nothing but the anointing, right? And it's designed to destroy yokes, ain't that right? And when you in disobedience, you in bondage. That's a yoke on you, ain't that right? Ain't that right? So we heard the anointing tonight to break the yoke of disobedience around us, ain't that right? So when we heard this word now, we heard this word, and now we ready to get free. But watch what happens. Time you make up your mind and say, I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to be obedient. All hell break loose. All hell break loose. Am I right? Do all hell break loose? Let me show you. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Things start getting tough. You already knew they was tough all the while, but guess what? You even notice it even more now because you're trying to do what's right. Am I right, church? Say amen. Come on, come on. You want me to hurry up and get through? You better say amen. Say amen. And let me show you somewhere else you find out. You find out. What's going on, really? This is what's really going on. See, Satan fighting you and your flesh begin to fight you. Your flesh been so used to being disobedient, it ain't ready to surrender to obedience. Because see, your flesh ain't nothing but a slave. Your body ain't nothing but a slave. It'll do what you tell it to do. But if when it's been on disobedience for a long time, it don't want to stop doing disobedience. But now you're trying to line it up with obedience. And guess what? All hell break loose. Let me tell you what the flesh started telling you. Because watch this, the scripture said, be not weary, what? In well doing. Don't get weary in doing what's right. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? Here's what the flesh started telling you. You done start doing right. You done start paying your tithes. You done start doing what it is God called you to do. You done start back going to church. You done start back serving. You're obedient now. You're up praying. You're doing the things that are obedient. Now you begin to experience the supernatural power of God begin to come. But at the same time, that flesh is acting up. It's cutting up. It's telling you, you know what? You've been doing right for a long time, ain't nothing happened yet. Ain't that what it said? And then not only that, it'll tell you, nah, you know what? You can go get this for yourself. What you waiting on God for? What you waiting on a supernatural move for? You can go get it yourself. That's what the flesh started telling you. And then the flesh started saying this. This is a good one right here. The flesh started telling you, go ahead, God will forgive you. God will forgive you. Mm-hmm. See, the weariness, where it comes on your mind. It starts bombarding your mind, don't it? That, you start getting weary and you begin to faint in your mind. See, when you begin to quit, you don't just quit. You quit first in the mind. Yeah, you quit in the mind first. That's what you do. See how you quitting on me, start going in your money. You need to be listening. See, that's you're getting weary now and listening to me and staying in the word. See, you're fainting already. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? If this was your fleshly TV show, you would be right there listening. I'm finna see what they finna say next. I'm finna see what they finna do next. Cause you need to be listening to what I'm finna say next. Ain't that right? Come on, y'all. Don't get mad. Just get glad. Ain't that right? See, that flesh start doing all kinds of stuff. See how many stamps you got in your pocketbook. That flesh start saying, you know what? Move your hair a little bit. That flesh start saying anything. Check your glasses and see if they need cleaning. That flesh start saying everything. That flesh start acting up when you're getting ready to get a breakthrough. That's right. It don't want you in obedience. Because it won't keep doing what it's been doing. It'll talk you out of doing what's right. It'll talk you out of keep doing what's right. It'll tell you it ain't going to work. It'll tell you that's all right. It'll happen sooner or later. But that flesh going to tell you, come on, give me what I want. Ain't that right? Here's a good example. I'm almost through. I promise you. When they was in the wilderness, I want y'all to see this. They fainted in their mind. Listen to this, Tamar. They fainted in their mind. When they went over there, they got the word to go over there in the promised land. And it was 10 preachers. It was 10 leaders. They went over there. But it was 12 in all. When they went over there, they went over there and they saw all the promises. All the promises that God said for them. Grapes were almost the size of Tasha Head. You know them, some big old grapes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they had grapes, they had apples, they had oranges. It was just plenteous. Isn't that right? It was just plenteous, y'all. But guess what happened? It took 2 men to carry 1 cluster of grapes. That's how big they were. 2 men. And then when they were walking, they saw giants. Soon as they saw them giants, the first thing they said, oh, no. Mm-mm. Now, here's the thing. Go possess the land. Do what God said. That's obedience. Go possess the land. Okay, here they come back. We ain't going over there. We is not going over there. This disobedience now. We are not going over there. We're not going over there. Now, what's wrong? In their mind, they done fainted. They ain't got no faith no more. They ain't got faith in doing what's right now. They done fainted in their mind because of what they saw. Now watch this. Now disbelief done came in. They don't believe they can go possess the land. They fainted in their mind. They didn't even try. They fainted in their mind. Now watch this. Let me show you something about disobedience. Instead of them coming back with an obedient report, came back with a disobedient report. And when they told everybody about the disobedient report, it was only 2 had an obedient report. 2 of them said, come on, we go take the land like God said. No, we ain't going like God said. We go over there, they gonna kill us. See, this is disobedience. This is refusing to do what God said do. This is defiant to what God said do. This is rebelling to what God said do. Now, when they started saying it, it spread it throughout the whole camp. Everybody, all night long, they cried, we is not going. And let me tell you what happened that morning. God woke up and said, I'm going to kill all of you. Them giants ain't going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. I'm gonna let you die in this wilderness. That's what God told him. He said, you're an evil congregation. He said, I'm gonna let you die because I'm tired of you being disobedient. I'm tired of you being disobedient. I am so tired of this evil congregation being disobedient. You might as well say amen. You get tired of disobedient people. You get tired of every time you get ready to do something, here they come being disobedient. You get tired of it. Because disobedience brings curses. You want the blessings of God, but they're disobedient, and they keep bringing the curses on you. Caleb and Joshua saying, come on, y'all. And here they are. They can't go into the promised land now. They got to wait all these years because the rest of the folks are disobedient. Do you know some of your blessings sometime on hold because other folks disobedient? Say amen.
Amen.
Say, help me, Pastor. Now listen to this. 10 people disobedient, only 2 people obedient. But how many of y'all know all God needs is just one person to be obedient? Because that one person, he said, the generation that will obey, I'm going to raise them up. Oh, y'all didn't get that. He said, I'm going to raise up a what? Nation. I'm going to raise up people that what? Will obey. Do you know what's going on in Full Gospel, y'all? He raising up us who want to obey. Here. Everybody talk, everybody look at Rashawn Blessing. She ain't doing nothing spectacular. That ain't spectacular counting that money back down. Anybody could do it. But you know what? It's because she obedient. She's standing at that back door in Hershey. Obedient. She fixed that food, don't she? Obedient. Don't she, y'all? She takes all us all week. Obedient, ain't do she look tired, wore out, and despondent? No, because she enjoy it. She want to do it. She excited about doing it. One day she was standing back there. I said, Rochelle, come in, let me talk to you. She started running. See what I'm saying? Somebody would say, look at a fool running there, Pastor. That's what God looking for. Folk running to obey. Uh-huh. Why she live in that big old house? And she drive that Beamer. She going to get another one. I already spoke. Oh, man, more than that going to happen for her. See, if you keep looking for things to obey and ways to obey, guess what? There ain't nothing God going to withhold from you. He got more than what he already gave her. He going to give her more. Because don't we go from faith to faith and glory to glory? Don't we all? Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I tell my wife, all you got to do is obey, I give you what you want. And you don't want it because you won't obey. You really don't want it. Or you say, I get it myself. And you struggle. And your husband got to look at you struggling and going through. There's something wrong with that. Huh? Let me tell you something. Get in my car. And if it get on E, I can reach in my pocket and fill it up just like that. I ain't bragging. I'm just telling you. That's a blessing. Isn't that a blessing? I can go in there and I can go in the store, and if I say I want to eat that, I can go in my pocket and pay for it. Is that a blessing? That's a blessing, ain't it? I got a table in my house. It's called a welcoming table. When you go in there, you can get anything you want off of it. You know, God told me, he said, fill this table up. He said, I'm going to show you a sign of my blessings. You fill this table up. And every time somebody come in here, I'm going to replenish this table. He's done it. I speak the word. I said, my pancreas is full. There's no lack in my house. There's no scarcity in my house. And see, I'm not bragging or boasting, but I'm telling y'all, when you're obedient, you can call it. You can say it. And he'll bring it to pass. Y'all ain't getting it. See, you ain't getting it. When you're obedient, you can do that. And then watch this. When you're doing it and you just keep doing right, don't get weary in way of doing, because in due season, it's going to happen. what you do, this is what we do. God tells us to do something, and we start doing it, and then it don't work out right, and then we get tired of doing it. What we do? We quit. We faint. And then the due season don't never come. And then some of us, we start doing it, and the blessings start coming, and then we stop. Get what happened to the blessings? They stop. They just stop. They stop. They stop. God didn't stop them. You stopped them. Anybody getting this? Is this good word? Is this rich? It's definitely rich. Because write this. Watch this. Watch this, Roshan. If I'm at a certain level of obedience, it's another level I can go to. It's another level. I walk in here and say, could you do that? No, I ain't doing that, Pastor. And then you want me to speak blessings on your life? How can I speak blessings on disobedience? I can't. Now you're going through a trial you don't supposed to go to. Now you're getting whooped. Now it's more hard on you. And you should have did what I asked you to do. You should have been obedient so the blessing can be released in your life. How are we learning obedience? The hard way. What do I mean by the hard way? You ready for this one? Are you ready for this? How are we learning obedience? Bad stuff got to happen to us in order for us to do right. We got to get fired. Ain't that right? We got to get sick. Ain't that right? We got to get broke to do right, ain't it? We got to have a wreck to drive right. Ain't that right? Everything got to go wrong for us in order for us to do right. And that shouldn't be. We ought to want to do what's right and want to be obedient. I was out there. She'll tell you. Brown tell you. Brown watch a lot of stuff, y'all. If Brown get up here and testify, she'll get happy. Everything she got on just float up in the air and come down real slow. And she just get excited and seeing some of the things that she'll hear me speak just out of my mouth for the glory of God and see it come to pass just like that. I was looking at my yard. I went out there and tried to crank my lawnmower up. That lawnmower would not crank. I spoke the word. I said, Lord, let this lawnmower crank. But it didn't crank. So I don't believe God didn't hear me. He had another plan. He wanted to bless somebody. He wanted to take somebody to another level. So get what happened. Harold called me and said, Reverend, you want me to cut your grass? And I started rationalizing. He said, you're cutting off your blessing, Reverend. And I said, I'm cutting off yours too, Harold. I said, come on over, Harold. He brought the ride lawnmower. He said, Reverend, I got a push mower. It won't even start. It won't stay on long. There he is, my dad, he'll tell you. So he came over to the house. He crung up the ride lawnmower. He cut the grass. He said, here this Reverend, won't even stay on. It won't crank. He crunk it up. It stayed on. He said, Reverend, it's because of you, ain't it? You know about blessings. Every one of y'all know about blessings. Y'all ain't slack to the truth about what blessings. Y'all know obedience bring you blessings. Don't you? You know it. And you know it for a fact. And all you got to do is keep being obedient. And don't faint. And watch how that power, watch how God release. Now, guess what? Guess what Harry have just done? Harry done put himself in a position for favor. Amen. Now guess what I got to do? I got to speak blessings on Harold's life. Right. He believe in God for something now. It's done. Amen. See, now he go to challenge. Now he got to cut it again. And he got to cut it again. And he got to cut it again. And then once he get the blessing, he got to keep cutting it. Ain't that right? Amen. Ain't that how you do it, Roshan? You got to keep cutting it, ain't a baby. You be saying to the Lord, what's next? Because he just overtook you. Be like, what's next? Isn't that a blessing? Sometimes I be over there counting all them hundreds and hundreds. My wife just be looking over at me like, is he going to give me some? Want to be like that. Don't you see all them people that bless? Say, I'm blessed. Say, I'm blessed. Come on, come on. What you got to do now? Come on, tell me what you got to do. Got to continue to what? See how stuff get done. See how God give it to the ones that's obedient, and they get it done. Don't you see it? You'll never go broke. Y'all better hear this. You'll never go broke. You're going to always have something because you're going to do what God said. And as long as you do what God said, he's going to provide. He's going to replenish. He's going to keep giving it to you as long as you do what he said. He ain't going to just give you that. He's going to give you more than enough. You keep doing what you're doing, you watch and see. If you keep doing what you're doing, according to God's will, you speak your shop, you're going to have your shop. Because you know what? You ain't going to let your shop stop you from doing what God called you to do. And that's what people do. They let their blessings stop them from doing what God called them to do. Who bless you? Knucklehead, God bless you. You don't stop doing what you're supposed to do. Ain't that right? Come on. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, baby, for helping me get my nose rocking. Amen. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? You should have gave me a rag or something, baby, a paper towel, a napkin or something. Nah, I don't pay you no attention because you don't know how to give me a clue. A clue is, Willie, your nose. You interrupt me going in your pocketbook. All right, come on now, that's it. I don't want to go home and you cut off your blessings tonight because you want Big Dad all around you tonight, so don't act like that. All right. Ain't God good, y'all? How many got a blessing out of this? Huh? Did you get something out of this?